Welcome to the Disney View Podcast. Dave is a dreamer and an engineer. He's a one-time cast member, and he's been to Disney World literally hundreds of times. Listen in as he talks about one of his favorite things, the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, and occasionally beyond the Orlando theme park. And now, here's your host.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View Podcast. Well, I'm going to continue a look at the new Fantasyland and walking along and showing you all the different things or telling you about the different things that I see. So then as you come around to the other side, past where the Beast Castle is, you come out and there's like this gateway that comes in here from behind the carousel. Now, it's, of course, it's not Cinderella's Royal Carousel anymore. It's Prince Charming's Carousel or something. Whatever. Anyway, as you come around behind it, you see these castle walls that are here. And the spires match up with how the Cinderella's Castle is actually made. So it looks like it actually fits in with Fantasyland. And it actually kind of has the right feel to it as far as Fantasyland goes. So it's very, very cute the way they've done this, because it all kind of fits in thematically. It all just works. So it looks like it actually belongs here as a part of Fantasyland. This is very clever the way they've done this. So there is one other thing to see in the Beauty and the Beast area, and that's Enchanted Tales with Belle. So we're going to head back that way. So we're headed up toward Belle's Cottage. Again, they've done some very nice theming to set it up in a way where it really looks like it fits in here, and it's, you know, got the well that you would pull water from. Things that you might expect to see in the Inventor's Cottage. Some very clever little devices and things that they've done here that just make it so cute. There's a water wheel on the outside that's spinning. It's just collecting water from something, some runoff from somewhere. Very, very neat.
How many here? Two.
Perfect, right down here.
Oh, thank you. How many?
Just me.
All right, right through here. How many?
Two.
Doing
it alone, I guess.
Yeah, you know, just having some fun, right?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Bonjour!
There you go. Now, as many of you may know, Belle's father, Maurice, is an inventor, and this is his workshop. It contains plans and working models of many of his inventions. Please feel free to take pictures and videos. However, out of a courtesy for your fellow guests, please no flash photography or external lighting until you return back outside to the village. Now, you may have noticed right here on this wall is a beautiful mirror. It was actually a gift from the Beast, and it allows Maurice to visit Belle in the castle whenever he wants. And I know the perfect time we should go visit. Everybody repeat after me. Take me back to the day Belle and Beast fell in love.
Take me back to the day that Belle and Beast fell in love.
That's cool.
Love having visitors. Even though the master can be a bit of a beast sometimes about it.
Let's have the young ones come from front.
again, and grown-ups behind them, so everybody can see. You can see me, can't you? Yes! Oh, I am so excited. Are we all here?
Yes!
Ready to begin?
I think so.
Wonderful! Bonjour, everyone!
Bonjour!
Aren't you a good-looking bunch? Especially you in the back.
You go.
This is so exciting. Tonight's the night Belle and the Beast fall in love. At least we hope so. And to help move things along, you're all going to surprise Belle and act out the story of how they met. Oh, I can hardly wait.
You guys want to help us?
Yes.
Wonderful. And we have enough parts for everyone. First, we need two big, strong suits of armor to march around and protect the castle.
Two big, strong, much.
Oh, and of course, we'll need someone to play the master, the Beast. He has a mighty roar.
Everybody roar.
And now, Mrs. Fox and dear little Chip, the teacup, they hop everywhere. And finally, it's time to decide who gets to portray me. Oh, you've got some awfully big drawers to fill. Okay, give me a great big... Oh. Does everybody have a part who wants one? And now I have a part for everyone to play. It will be your job to make the sound of a horse galloping. Oh, wonderful. I think we have time for a quick rehearsal. We'll start with our Beast. Let me hear you roar. Now, everybody, roar! Wonderful. And now, Philippe, give me a great big neigh! Oh, and now, Mrs. Fox, Chip, hop. Oh, very good. Suits of armor, march. Really stomp those feet. Maurice, shiver. Believe me. Woo, everybody gallop. Come on, gallop. Mrs. Fox and Chip, hop. Maurice, shiver. Roar, Beast, roar. Everybody, roar. You're going to be just wonderful. Belle will be so delighted to see you. Just wait till she sees your performance. It'll be fabulous. Now, Lumiere will be calling you in soon, and when he does, file into the library quickly and take your seats. Oh, and remember, it's a surprise! So, mum's the word.
Madame Walco, we are ready.
Oh, you're on. Au revoir!
Slide all the way down, fill in all the available spaces within Chip and Cup.
Ah, wonderful! Suits of armor, are you ready?
Superb!
Now, you have the hardest part of all. Throughout the entire tale, don't move. I'm joking. You will be marching soon enough. Now remember, Belle doesn't know you're here. So, shh, I shall call her in. And when she enters, we'll all shout, surprise!
All right, everybody, keep nice and quiet. And then when I say now, you can all shout, surprise! Oh, look, Lumiere, it's a bit quiet for surprise, isn't it?
But of course. Oh, Belle, where are you, mademoiselle?
Lumiere? Now!
Surprise!
Once upon a time, there was a charming, intelligent young woman whose name was Belle. Belle lived in a quiet little village, and each morning to everyone, Belle would say, Bonjour!
Bonjour, everyone!
Bonjour!
Then, one night, when her father was away on a journey, Belle heard the sound of galloping.
Rebellion?
It was her father's horse, Eddie, returning to town. But Maurice, he was not with him. Belle asked Philippe where her father was.
Philippe, where's Papa?
Which meant, I think he's somewhere in the forest. So Belle set off through the forest to find her father.
Papa!
As she searched, she could hear the wind whistling.
Papa!
And heard the wolves howling.
Papa!
She came to a castle, and there, locked in a cold, dark dungeon cell, she found her father, Maurice Sheer. Then, suddenly, the biggest, most ferocious beast Belle had ever seen jumped out and roared! A Susan Armour screeched at the top of her lungs! Belle pleaded with the beast to let Maurice go. But the beast refused, so Belle agreed to take her father's place. Later that night, Belle became hungry and searched the castle for something to eat.
Well, I am a little hungry.
So imagine her surprise when a tiny teacup named Chip hopped up to her and said hello. Then Mrs. Potts hopped up and poured her a nice cup of tea. Suddenly, all the enchanted objects jumped to their feet. The suits of armor marched in time as we invited everyone to be our guest. Our guest, our stars,
technology to make that mirror move so that you could walk through it was just amazing, the way they set it up. Very, very clever. Really cool piece of technology. So you have the mirror that starts off as kind of a small mirror, and it's actually a mirror. Then it opens up, gets larger, falls to the ground, and you can actually walk through it. And so the scrim removes and you can just walk right through. It's really, really cool. I was just totally amazed by that. Very cool. And then Lumiere, when he's in there, he's a completely animated candelabra. You know, he looks just like he does in the movie. I'm not sure if he was audio animatronics or some sort of a holographic type projection, but I'm pretty sure he was like an animatronic. And that just goes to show you how far they've gone with this technology. So that's pretty much all of Fantasyland and the changes that have gone on there. It doesn't quite end there. What they've done is they've added an area for Tangled at the far end. So if you kind of walk along and leave the Fantasyland area and the new Fantasyland and walk past, say, It's a Small World and the Peter Pan ride and continue on down, there's an area down at the end that's actually supposed to be a Fantasyland, part of the Fantasyland expansion that's actually the Rapunzel area. So you can meet Rapunzel and Flynn in there. I don't think they've actually started the meet and greets yet, but theoretically you could meet them there, and it's kind of a fun little way to set up the area. So you have this giant spire that rises up. That would be Rapunzel's tower. And then in the strangest twist of events, you have a series of bathrooms that are like these village houses. And so it's just kind of weird because the whole area is like an area that's just bathrooms. And it's kind of funny. When I didn't use the bathrooms just because. But it's clever, but it's just kind of odd. And they actually took the bathrooms out from the other side, where there used to be, next to the end of the Pinocchio queue, there used to be a series of bathrooms in there. And they've actually taken those out, and these are the new bathrooms to replace them. One of the cool things that you'll find here is there are some charging stations for your phone. So you can plug in your phone and charge it up for a little while during the day. They're hidden in some of the features, like the wood features around. They look like tree stumps or whatever, but they're actually places where you can plug in your phone and give it a little charge. So that's kind of cool. Pretty neat the way they've done that, so you get a little place to charge up. It may not last, who knows, but it may. That may show up in other places as well. Seems like they're really thinking about making some changes here. I think that's going to do it for this podcast. So remember, if we can dream it, we really can do it. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Disney View Podcast. Show notes can be found on DisneyWorldPodcast.net. Looking to do some travel planning? Want to find an authorized Disney vacation planner? You should visit Destinations in Florida. Original music you hear in this podcast is courtesy of Sound On Music. You can find his music at ReverbNation.com/SoundA. Our thanks also go to Doug for his continued contributions to the show. You can find links to other great Disney podcasts, as well as the latest Twitter feed and the Disney Buzz, on DisneyPodcast.net. And don't forget to check out Dave's iPhone apps. There's a Hidden Mickeys app for finding and sharing Hidden Mickeys at all of the Disney parks around the world. There's also an app designed especially for pin traders. You can keep track of all your pins and your wish lists. Please be generous with your time or a donation to Autism Speaks. We do hope that you've enjoyed your visit and that you drive home safely. Show number 144.